So now I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Josh Stoll. He's the assistant professor in marine policy at UMaine in the School of Marine Sciences. And he's going to share with you research on local and regional food systems in Maine and beyond. Take it away, Josh.
Thank you, Gail. And thank you, everyone. I very much appreciate your service to our state. As Dr. Zydlewski said, my name is Joshua Stoll. I'm a faculty in the School of Marine Sciences. I've been involved in aquaculture and fisheries for the last 15 years and have worked in the Northwest and the Southeast in Washington, D.C. I've also spent multiple seasons working on lobster boats here in Maine. And full disclosure to the committee, I also have a small oyster farm in Sagadahoc County. As a native Mainer, it is a tremendous privilege and honor to have the opportunity to work in Maine's flagship university and to be able to raise my family in this incredible, albeit a little bit cold, state. This morning, I'm joining you from the hills of Etna outside of Bangor. As you may recall from last year, I had the opportunity to share research that colleagues and I are doing to better understand the social and economic objectives of aquaculture development in the state. This is research that is ongoing and we believe may be salient to this committee in the future as you continue to face questions about the long-term trajectory of the sector and who it will serve. My focus today is on work that colleagues and I are leading through research and technical assistance to support Maine's seafood economy during the COVID-19 pandemic, and ultimately to increase the resilience of our local and regional seafood systems in Maine and ideally nationally. Just over a year ago today, the Maine seafood sector started to feel the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on the marketplace. Those effects were first felt through international trade, particularly in Asia, where lockdowns were being enforced. These impacts have subsequently propagated around the entire world and through the entire seafood sector, even though the seafood industry was designated as essential employees. Similarly, during the first 6 months that just came out by NOAA Fisheries last week, sales in the commercial fishing sector alone have decreased by 29% over the first 7 months of the pandemic compared to the 5-year average. Similarly, during the first 6 months of the pandemic, 76% of aquaculture businesses reported lost sales due to the pandemic. Here in Maine, or at least in the lobster industry alone, there was a $21 million decrease in sales of lobster. Amidst this incredibly challenging time, people in the seafood sector have been innovating in really important and creative ways. One of the ways people have been doing that is through local and direct sales of seafood, asking the question, how do we move our product from boat to fork, or in this case, from oyster to oyster knife? That's where my research group has been focused this last year. And we've been doing that in three ways. First, starting in mid-March and throughout the pandemic, we've been hosting a series of webinars and technical trainings to help the seafood sector safely and profitably pursue local and direct sales that strengthen our seafood economy. This has included technical presentations focused on demystifying PPP loans and CARES Act resources, as well as sessions for businesses to network and share lessons learned. For many people, selling seafood online and direct to consumers has been a new way of doing business that has required navigating different regulations, navigating new skills and technology and social media. Later today, in fact, we're hosting a session specifically on resources for fishermen and aquaculturists available through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And as of this morning, there are over 175 people signed up for the webinar. Second, we have launched multiple research projects to better understand the role of local and direct seafood marketing during the pandemic. We've produced multiple papers on these findings that are either in review or have been published. This work not only documents how the seafood sector is adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic, but it also seeks to understand the role that local and direct seafood marketing plays in contributing to the broader resilience of the seafood economy. As part of this work, we've also partnered with colleagues at the University of Guelph in Canada to create a podcast series for fishermen to share their stories during the pandemic through their own voices. And third, and this is work that we are just starting, we are launching a new technical assistance and training program to support seafood businesses that are interested in expanding local and direct seafood distribution efforts. This program will formally start this summer and will run for the next 3 years with the goal of helping businesses develop skills and tools to be sustainable long-term. As this work continues to gain traction, it is becoming clear that there's a need for this type of applied and service-oriented research and training. And I'm confident that the University of Maine has a tremendous opportunity to play a key role in this work, both here in Maine and nationally. I thank you all for the opportunity to provide an update on the work that we're doing, and very much look forward to finding ways to support your work future in my capacity as a researcher at the University of Maine. I'd like to turn it over.